Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio. This is your host, Allison, and thank you for joining me this evening. I'm glad to have you here. And I hope that everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I had a lovely one. My daughters and grandchildren were here for 5 days visiting. I gotta tell you, this grandma is beat. But the week was filled with a lot of love, a lot of laughter, and, you know, you just can't ask for anything better than that. So if this is your first time listening to Visible by Numbers, I'll tell you a little bit about me. I'm a professional numerologist, and there are some that will tell you that I'm quite a bit intuitive with this, but I prefer to simply say that I channel quite a bit when I'm doing a reading, because really all of this comes from a higher source than just me. I discovered numerology as a child. It has become my passion, and I think my personal destiny to share what I know with all of you. And on tonight's show, I'm opening up the lines for readings for all of our listeners for the most part of the show. And some of you might not even be familiar with what numerology is, so I'm going to tell you a little something about it. It's an ancient divination tool. It uses your name at birth and your date of birth to gain insight into your being. It's really a way to understand your deeper nature, your talents, your abilities, your personality traits, your likes and your dislikes, your challenges, your opportunities, and your destiny. It's often said that numerology is the autobiography of your soul, and I would be delighted this evening to share some of your numerology chart with you if you happen to call into the show. So let me give you some toll-free numbers right off the bat. You can call in toll-free from the USA, 877-876-5227. You can call in toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756. And you can also call the station direct at 530-876-3222. And you know, if you call in, I'd be happy to do a reading for you. As a matter of fact, I'd love to do a reading for you. Nothing makes me happier. Also, you know, some of you might be studying numerology and have some questions. And, you know, like when I was studying it and reading many, many books, you know, oftentimes I really wish that I had somebody that I could call and ask questions of things that didn't make sense, or one book would say one thing and another book would say another. And so, you know, to the best of my ability, hey, if you've got a question and you'd like to ask me, I'd be happy to give you my best answer. All right, then. So we also, you know, on tonight's show, I thought, seeing we're in the month of December, we're getting ready to finish up 2008 and we're getting ready to start 2009, I thought in between the calls, if we have calls, I want to talk about your personal year number for next year and give you some information on what to expect. You know, your personal year number is really a symbol for the trends or events or experiences that will be unfolding for you next year. And it can tell you things like, you know, how to avoid trouble, how to direct your personal affairs, how to make the best possible use out of the energy you're being influenced by during the year. In many ways, it's like a prophecy or a forecast letting you know in advance what to expect. And, you know, I have clients that I've been working with for years. And one of the really most important things that they are interested in is what the personal year is going to bring for them. Because, you know, they inevitably call me up and say, I can't believe it's that accurate. Exactly as you described it, that is exactly how my year went. And whether you go by numerology or not, you're going to find that those experiences that you have in a year really are going to be reflecting the number that you're in. So that's why it's really important to keep track of your personal years. If you don't keep track of anything, keep track of your personal years, because it's really going to, if you've got some opportunities coming, it's really going to tell you how to take advantage of those opportunities. Now, if you're listening to the show and you're like, well, I have no idea what my personal year is, what I would suggest is if you go to the front page of BBS Radio, which is www.bbsradio.com, and as you're on the front page and you look at Monday nights, you'll see Visible by Numbers, which is my show. And just before, I believe it's to the left of Visible by Numbers, there's a little tab that says Info. And if you click on the Info tab, it'll open up another page. And what I did was, is I put in the show info for tonight how to find your personal year number. So you can bring up that page and read what it says, and pretty much it's fairly simple to figure it out. And for those of you that are unable to do that, I'll just really quick give you that information. In order to find out your personal year number, you just need the month and the day that you were born, and everybody knows that, so that's not that hard. We need actually three numbers. We need your month number, your day number, and we need the universal year number. So if you want to find your month number, it's very simple. January is a 1, February is a 2, and March is a 3, April is a 4, May is a 5, June is a 6, July is a 7, August an 8, September's a 9. Now, October is a 1 because in numerology we reduce double-digit numbers. So even though it's a 10-month, we add the 1 plus the 0, which equals a 1. So if you were born in October, you're going to write down a 1. Now, for those of you born in November, you're going to write down an 11 because in numerology, master numbers are not reduced. So we would not reduce an 11 or a 22. So if you're born in November, just write down an 11. And finally, if you're born in December, you're going to write down a 3 because it's a 12-month, but you add the 1 plus the 2, which equals 3. So that's why December is a 3. So with that being said, you all know what your month number is now. Now we look at the day that you were born. And obviously, if you're born anywhere from the 1st through the 9th of any given month, you're just going to write down whatever number that might be. So if you're born on the 6th, write a 6. Now, anything past the 9, if you're born on the 10th through the 31st, you have to reduce that number to a single digit. And to reduce it to a single digit, you just add the two numbers together. So, giving you an example, if you're born on the 23rd, you add the 2 plus the 3 equals a 5. So you would know to write down a 5 for your day number. Another example, born on the 17th, you add the 1 plus the 7 equals 8. So your day number would be an 8. The only exceptions, the only times when you do not reduce it to a single digit is if you were born on the 11th or the 22nd. Those are master numbers and they're not reduced. So if you're born on the 11th of any given month or the 22nd of any given month, just write down an 11 or a 22. If you were born on the 29th of a month, when you add that 2 plus 9, it equals an 11. And what I would tell you to do there is do not reduce it to a master number. Just simply write down the 11, okay? So now everyone should have a day number. And then the final number is called the universal year number. And that's where we're looking at 2009, which is what we're talking about tonight, is the upcoming year for all of you. I'm going to tell you what that number is, and that number is a 2. So with that being said, you're going to add your day number, your month number, your day number, and the number 2. You're going to add it across. If you arrive at a double-digit number, you're going to reduce it to a single digit. And that should be your personal year number. Okay, now I heard a beep, so I'm going to take my caller. And when I come back from my caller, we're going to talk about what the personal year numbers mean, okay? So just keep figuring it out, and I'll be right back on that subject in just a moment. Who's calling, please?
Hi, Alice. This is Sue from Ohio.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Fine, honey. And I got, my monthly email today.
Uh-huh.
And you were talking about readings for 2009.
Right.
I wonder if you could do a reading for me for 2009.
Right. Just go ahead and give me your month, day, and year again.
Okay, March 29th, 41.
Okay. All right. Now, you just came out, you're working through a 6 year and moving into a 7 year.
A seventh year?
A seven. It's the number of the year. As you move into 2009, you're moving into what a numerologist would call a 7 year, okay?
Okay.
So, one thing about when the person moves into a 7 year, is it is not necessarily a year where you got to worry about career or money or any of that sort of a thing. It's kind of like God says, now it's time for rest. And what God wants you to do is to let him provide everything that you need. And he really wants you to take some time to think things through, to maybe grow spiritually, maybe grow as a person. Maybe look back on things in the past and find ways to work through those things and forgive. But it's usually a year that we become rather inward and rather reflective. And we usually think things through and heal from the past. We generally think more spiritual. Whatever religion that we find that works for us, we find that we're more religious or more prone towards that, wanting to, you know, think about it and spend more time with the questions of life. I think it's really a soul-searching year is what the 7 year is about. Now, you will find that your body will require rest. You know, oftentimes people will say to me, you know, I hit my 7 year and I can't believe it. I was like taking naps like you wouldn't believe. Well, it's your body is saying, you know, I need a nap. I need some rest. So you want to like pay attention to health and your rest and your food and not worry about getting out there and into, you know, work and overwork and that sort of thing. Really just kind of respect the fact that this is a time for you to reflect upon your life. It's a time for you to go back through things and think them over and grow. It's a time to forgive the past and heal from the past, that sort of a thing. And it can be, sometimes if it's approached properly, it can be the type of year that very much connects you to your God in very profound ways. Like if you have, certainly with your numbers in your chart, you have a very strong connection to God and to your religion and to the other side. You're very psychic, very intuitive. So you may even find in a 7 year that you yourself will maybe have more of those experiences. You know how we have those funny things that happen to us, paranormal things, whether it comes in dreams or messages from our loved ones that have crossed over or intuitions or insights, you're going to find that those will be even strengthened even more so next year. So you really want to pay attention to your dreams and those things. Maybe start a journal and writing them down. I would definitely, if you're interested in gardening or walking or swimming or something that's, you know, good for your body and good for your, you know, gives you the opportunity to do some thinking and some resting, I would definitely, you know, go in those directions and spend more time outside. Especially swimming, because in a 7 year, it's always better when you can get near the water. So I would kind of recommend that as well. Now, if we look into your personal months, what I would say is I see in March that you may have a new opportunity, okay, coming to you. So that would be one month that I would want you to pay attention to something new that comes into your life. I also feel that January, for whatever reasons, you know, there may be, I don't know about career or work, but there's money coming to you in some fashion or some way in January, okay? So whether it can come from other sources, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to come from you, but it looks to be a good financial month for you. As I said, March seems to be a time where a new opportunity comes for you. Okay. I would also say in July, I think you should expect, like, if you're going to be doing any kind of traveling or moving around or, you know, like changing jobs or even trying to get a job or bring something new in as far as that brings change to you, July is the month where that's going to afford and allow that change for you. So that'd be another month that I would key in. Money's coming to you again in October, so there's promotion or something good having to do with finances coming in October. And even as you end the year, again, you get another opportunity that comes in for you in December. Now, that's not to say, like, this December that we're in right now, you may feel like you're looking around, and as you go through this month, you may kind of think, well, there's things I don't need anymore, or maybe there's endings where you're trying to finish things or complete things, and at the same time cleaning house a little bit or getting rid of junk or that sort of stuff. You may have a personal relationship with someone that really goes amok in January where maybe that friend's been driving you crazy, maybe it's time to end that friendship, but there can be completions with friendships or relationships whenever that energy is around. But if you feel that desire to, you know, clean house and maybe even get rid of old habits or old things that you used to do, you're going to feel that kind of strong in December, okay?
Okay.
So that gives you a little heads up on December. All right, Sue?
Okie dokie.
All right.
Thank you very much, honey.
All right. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, then. All right, so as I was saying, we were talking about those personal years, and I was talking to Sue about what's upcoming for her next year, which is the 7 personal year. But, you know, let's start from the beginning, and we'll talk about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and all the years here. And I do remind anyone that's listening, you know, we're going to be talking personal years here, obviously, in between phone calls. You know, my first priority always is to my listeners and anyone that calls in with questions or readings. So, you know, you're more than welcome to call in. And again, I'm going to give those numbers, USA 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. And if I said them too fast, which, hey, I talk fast, you can find them right on the front of the homepage for BBS Radio, www.bbsradio.com, and their numbers are right there. Okay, so hopefully by now, y'all have figured out your personal year, and let's talk about what's happening. For those of you that came up with a 1 personal year, you've got some new beginnings next year. Now, this whole year that you've been in this year probably has been one of maybe a great deal of emotion, and certainly you feel like you need to let go. And sometimes when we're in a 9 personal year before we get to that 1 personal year, you know, the changes that we want, the new things that we want can be very, very dramatic and completely nothing that we've been doing in the past 9 years. We may be wanting like a whole new life. It is not unusual for someone as they move out of a 9 year and into a 1 year where they change relationships, change residence, change jobs. They can even change what they've been doing in their jobs. It can be that dramatic. But what you've been doing all this year is kind of like sorting through your life, deciding what it is you wish to keep and those things that you need to let go of. You've been wanting to bring something new in or a new experience, a whole new 9-year cycle, something you're going to be working on for the next 9 years. So this is what happens when you move into the 1 personal year. It's a time of new beginnings, new experiences. In the next 9 years, whatever you do in the first year, the 1 year, really, it depends on what you do. So you really want to make the best possible use out of that 1 year because you're going to be working on it for 9 years. It's a time that brings change and progress, but that comes from your individual effort. You got to think about what does that mean. It means by your hand. It's your idea. It's something you want. And it's not anything that's going to be given to you. It's something you need to go after. It's something you need to do. And what the best advice in a 1 year is to be very decisive, okay, to have a great deal of courage, and don't fear the future. You need to just, like, wrap your arms around it and embrace it and take advantage, you know, because this is the time that new opportunities will come to you when you go after them, okay? So take, you know, seize the moment, I guess, is really the words that we want to use. There may be risks involved. You know, you may be, you know, jumping off a cliff to bring this new thing in, but this is the year that really will allow it, so don't worry about taking the risk. Now, you could start something new, like a new business, or maybe you have already have a business, but you're ready to take it in a new direction, and that's a big possibility in the 1 year. You may find yourself with new interests or activities. You may decide to join a club, take up a new hobby, something along those lines, maybe a new regimen, health regimen, something like that. Your physical energy, you are going to feel physically more energized, and you're actually, your body's going to feel better, so which that's always a nice thing that comes in with a 1 year. And it's really a time to really pull, you know, act confidently, you know, be self-reliant, and it's time to act on something. Be assertive. Go for it. And that's really, you know, what you want to keep in mind whenever you hit that 1 year. Now, you may have some tons of new ideas, okay, and that is certainly, you know, part of the one energy. And you also may be thinking, you know, sometimes in a 1 year, we actually begin to think about what we need as opposed to what everybody else needs. It might be the 1 year where, you know, you're kind of like working with your desires and the things that you need to bring into your life. So, you know, sometimes using the word selfish there, but it's not necessarily selfish. It's self-love. And so it's a year that you could dedicate to something that's very personal and that only applies to your happiness and to, you know, fulfilling you as a person. Now, in a 1 year, it's, you know, sometimes there can be some obstacles, especially at the beginning of the year. But this just helps to show you your strengths and what you're capable of doing. So even when maybe it doesn't, you have a little bit of adversity, or maybe you hit a few stumbling blocks and trying to get this new thing off the ground, this is all part of the 1 year, and it's just something that serves you well because it makes you more determined to succeed or to bring this new thing in. So that's what happens in a 1 year. Okay, moving on. If you arrived at the number two, you're moving into a 2 year. So this is one that really, you know, promises success and happiness, but it really depends on how you handle things in that year. You really need to take a very backseat sort of a attitude in a 2 year. And you may find yourself, you know, in the middle of confrontations or arguments, or maybe having to play the role of the diplomat or somebody who has to be tactful, and resolving, helping to resolve or mediate conflicts between people. You yourself might find that, you know, maybe someone wants to have an argument with you, and you've got to find a way to use your patience and your skills to, you know, come out with a peaceful solution with things. The one thing to bear in mind whenever you're in a 2 year is to aggression and anger will get you nowhere. As a matter of fact, it'll make a big mess out of that year. You really have to use the peaceful sort of a route with relationships, or with anything. And if you use anything else, you know, even in a relationship, it can actually cause the relationship to fall to pieces. So tact and diplomacy at all costs. Now, it's also a year that you began something new in your 1 year, but this is a year where maybe you are still in the infancy stages of that. And it's a year that requires a great deal of patience. And it may seem like a year where things move slowly, and the important thing in a 2 year is you can't force things. You can in a 1 year, but in a 2 year, you can't. You kind of got to be patient and just wait. And maybe it's a good time to go back through your plans and maybe perfect them or think them over or redo them and make sure that everything's, you know, in perfect order, paying attention to details, contracts, or anything having to do with this business related. You want to, you know, it's kind of like nitpicking a little bit at your plan and making sure that everything's in order. Now, interesting thing that they say about a 2 year is that, you know, you don't really want to go and tell everybody what you're up to or share with them your ideas. Sometimes it's better to keep them to yourselves, especially in a 2 year, because sometimes other people can steal your ideas or steal your thunder or take credit for something that perhaps you've done. So in a 2 year, it's better to keep your ideas to yourself, keep them under your head, or play your cards close to your chest, or however you want to call that. Now, it is a year that can bring in new partnerships with friends and even a love relationship for those of you out there, especially looking for your soulmate or looking for that special someone. When you hit that 2 year, you know, that's a year that wants to allow you to meet that person. So, you know what they say about timing is everything? Well, timing is in a good place, you know, for a relationship in a 2 year. Now, you may be feeling more sensitive, maybe a little bit more emotional. Maybe your feelings get hurt a little bit easier in a 2 year as well. I mean, if you're a guy, this is your feminine side coming out. And us ladies, it just kind of intensifies the emotional aspects. So, you know, you want to protect yourself in that area and understand that you can be too sensitive, which sometimes can create some problems. Now, your psychic abilities will be heightened as well whenever you hit a 2 year. I mean, intuitively reading people's emotions or their feelings or anything like that. And if you have other psychic tendencies, you're going to find that they're heightened within the 2 year. So that's one, you know, journal and keep track of what's going on. Okay. So we're going to move on to that 3 year. In the 3 year, you know, all of us, no matter what we're working at, you know, there's a time where we come up with creative ideas, and this is the year that really kind of brings the creativity out of us all. We may not normally be creative, but in when we hit our 3 year, this is the creativity flows. And if we are creative and we hit our 3 year, it just intensifies. So this is really a year that you want to use your creativity, whether it's with ideas or whether it's, you know, making things or writing or anything artistic. You definitely are in beautiful energy in a 3 year to use those attributes. Imagination, you know, this is a time to connect to your inner child and use your imagination and visualize and picture things. You know, you really want to spend time thinking about your dreams and where you want to go. You know, they say that the number 3 is the greatest manifester, and you've all, you know, certainly by now have read The Secret or read different books on manifestation. Well, when you're in a 3 year, this is a time really where you want to continue manifesting, like perhaps visualizing in your head that which you planted or whatever it is you began in that 1 year. See it coming to fruition. See it becoming bigger. You know, like if you started a small business in your 1 year, in your 3 year, you're going to see it start to grow, but in a 3 year, you want to do some visualization to see it grow where you want to take it, whether that's small cottage business or whether it's a large business that's making lots of money with lots of employees. You know, start doing some visualizations and manifesting what it is that you want to bring into your life. You may find in a 3 year, friends will be very helpful to you. It's a time really that should be quite social, you know, joyful, happier. You know, one of the things that everyone should do in a 3 year is smile. You know, it's a beautiful thing to smile, and in a 3 year, it's only going to get you good things. You also may find yourself in a role of cheering up someone who's depressed or helping out your friends in a 3 year. That's quite normal. And also, what's really interesting in a 3 year is, you know, you might normally be a focused or very disciplined person, but in a 3 year, you're going to feel a little bit more scattered, especially if you got 3 somewhere in your chart, like in your life path or your expression number. So you hit a 3 year, and you're going to find that, you know, maybe you have a hard time completing tasks, or you get distracted and you don't get a lot done. So it's a year that you really want to pay attention to completing things and maybe discipline yourself a little bit more. As I said, any activities having to do with writing, acting, singing, anything that's creative, very much enhanced in a 3 year. The social life, entertainment are keywords, and also love affairs. And notice I didn't say soulmate. Notice I didn't say love of your life. Notice I didn't say commitment. I'm talking romantic love affairs. that, you know, maybe they don't, these are not necessarily the ones that last forever, but they certainly are the ones that make for fond memories. Okay, so anyhow, the best attitude for this year is don't worry. Just try to bring sunshine everywhere you go. Try to be optimistic about everything. See the good in everything. See the positive in everything. See the blessings in everything and be cheerful. And the one bad thing about it, as I said, is scattering your energy. And also, you know, you might be a little impulsive or a little bit extravagant in your 3 years. So, you know, have a lot of fun, but you don't necessarily need to break the bank in your 3 years. So, you know, you might be impulsive and buy something really expensive and then realize later that you probably won't be able to afford it. So be careful with your money in a 3 year. Okay. So we're going to move on, and we're going to talk about the 4 year. Well, the 4 year is really a time that you get down to business. And it's a time where you're going to work harder at your career than any other year in the 9 year cycle, okay? And what I mean by working harder is we're talking longer hours, we're talking overtime, we're talking bringing work home, we're talking working the weekends, we're talking working. And it's really a time that requires you to be practical and down to earth and put your nose to the grindstone. You might even find in a 4 year that there's not a lot of time for personal pleasure or even vacations. It's a year that's so important to your future. It does require a great deal of hard work. And this year is the building block for like what you're going to get, the rewards, the money, the good stuff that's coming ahead. It's really important that you do the work in this year in order to, the more you work this year, the more the rewards that will be coming to you later on. So it's a building block. It's a time to work. Not a time to play, but a time to really concentrate on security and building your future. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, you may be paying attention to little details. It can be frustrating. And not having any free time can be frustrating. You know, if you have contracts or legal agreements, you've got to really look over them with a fine-tooth comb. It's a good year for buying real estate or even fixing up the home that you already have. It's not a good year to take risks with money. So don't, like if somebody comes along with you with an offer that's too good to be true, you know, especially in a 4 year, don't even go there. No taking any risks. Things may seem like they move slow, but it's just, you know, it's the year that's going to require effort from you. And with everything that has effort, there's also rewards. So just, you know, kind of look at it as money in the bank, because later on, when you hit your 8 year, you're going to be really glad that you applied yourself in your 4 year. Now, the one thing about the 4 year is you may be working hard, taking on a lot of stress. So you want to be careful of your health and get plenty of rest and eat right. So, and also find ways to relieve the stress of all that additional work, okay? There may be some expenses that have to do with helping the family. That's something that can come in a 4 year. And you yourself might feel some limitation or restrictions around you in the 4 year. So even with money sometimes, it just seems like there is, you know, it's just enough to pay for everything, but it's not like you're getting rich anytime too soon. But trust me, that's coming in the future. And the good thing, some of us are airheads and some of us are very scattered and have a hard time disciplining ourselves. But when you hit the 4 year, all of a sudden you find that you can concentrate more, you're more practical and more grounded and more down to earth. So for some of us, it's a good thing to actually enjoy that energy and, you know, make use out of our talents by being able to focus and discipline them in the 4 year. Okay. So we're going to talk about the 5 year. All right. In the 5 year, you know, you got through the 4 year. It was tedious. It was a lot of hard work. But now it's a time for change. So you pull into the 5 year. Hello. And, you know, the phone's going to ring and surprises are going to happen. This is a time that you have to learn to be very flexible and adaptable because, you know, it's a year that, you know, quite often we call it a little bit of a roller coaster ride. change is coming, unexpected things are coming, and it's a year that you really need to be able to adapt. You know, it's kind of like this is a year you need a plan B for everything, okay? Because sometimes plan A isn't going to work out. You have to expect the unexpected. You're going to have a great deal more freedom in the 5 year than you had in the 4 year. So there's freedom maybe for more traveling or more vacation, so to do things that you may not have had the opportunity to do. You might begin to get a little antsy wondering, well, just what's coming next, or, you know, because things come rather quickly in a 5 year. But this is a year of expansion for you when it comes to your career. Sometimes people switch jobs or they expand their jobs or they do something different with their jobs. So it wants to bring you change and opportunity. And if you wanted a new job, the 5 year would give you the opportunity to find a new job. And it also is a year that has great opportunities for advancement and progress and money. Sometimes, you know, quick money, taking a chance, taking a risk really works out in the 5 year. So, you know, all these things, new jobs, promotions, moving. Oftentimes people move in a 5 year. Sometimes it's the 1 year that they travel all over. It just happens to fall into the 5 year. You know, anything that's adventurous that comes in a 5 year, or new experiences or experiences that bring change. And it's also a wonderful year to promote yourself and your ideas, you know. Make sure that, you know, at work, you know, if you've got some great ideas, share them with your boss. You know, sometimes in a 5 year, and I have to say this as well, you may actually be offered or be given lots of different things that bring change to you, but you've got to be careful on not taking on too many things. You know, only take on what you can handle, because it's really going to be rapid fire with all kinds of being offered a whole bunch of new different things into your life. As I said, change of residence, jobs, or even relationships often happen in a 5 year. Now, the one thing to be careful about in a 5 year is overindulgence, okay? And this comes to, we're talking about the physical body, and moderation is really what you want to do. It's interesting because people can actually gain weight in a 5 year because they're not as, strict with their diets, or, you know, sometimes they can just overindulge with spending or overindulge even with their romantic relationships. Just anything you can think about the physical body that you can go overboard on, you can do it in a 5 year. So you want to bear that in mind and just kind of rein it in a little bit. So the 5 year brings a great deal of change to you and opportunities to make changes in your life. So it's usually a much more exciting and very interesting year, the 5 years. Okay. So we move on and we're talking about the 6 year. Now, usually in the 6 year, there's a lot of responsibility to your family. And, you know, whether that's mentoring, you know, someone or taking care of your parents or siblings or your children or your husband. But there's just duty and responsibility to family. Sometimes, you know, it's interesting. People, when they have their babies, they give birth in 6 years. People get married in 6 years. It's all about the family. And sometimes, you know, if you've got an elderly family member, and they may have a difficult year with their health, and you'll find that if you happen to be in the 6 year, and you are the person who is caring for them in a very real way. Because it's all about the family in the 6 year. And you must accept the responsibility for caring and nurturing your loved ones and do it selflessly and with a great deal of compassion and with a happy heart. And, you know, that's the way to go about your 6 year. You also may be working on maintaining harmony in your life when it comes to your home life. You know, if you don't have good relationships, you may find that you're parting ways. So, you know, work on your relationships with your loved ones. Communicate. Listen to them better. Understand them, you know, and also, you know, tell them how you're feeling so that they can understand you. Many marriages as well as divorces happen in a 6 year, so sometimes it tests our relationships, okay? So that's a really important thing to remember. It's about being unselfish. It's about being a service to others whenever you come into the 6 year. And it's a good year for business. So you don't really got to worry about your career, okay, because there can be promotion. But with a promotion usually comes more responsibility. And with a promotion also comes more money. So if you're in a sixth year and you got a job, you can expect some good positive things with your business, you know, with your career. All right. Now, I think I'm going to skip over the description for the 7 year because I pretty much described that to Sue when she called in, okay? It's really, you know, just briefly, it's a time where you really get into the philosophy of life. And there's a lot of time that you want to take the time to meditate, to get in touch with your inner self, your intuition. It's kind of also taking stock of who you are and what's important to you. It's a big soul-searching year, and usually people are more interested in spiritual philosophy or with their faith in religion. And they also actually have experiences having to do with that in the 7 year. And also, you don't really have to worry about your careers in the 7 year because whatever you need will be given to you. And another thing that I did not mention to Sue, but it's a wonderful year for education or research, you know. So if there's something you've been wanting to learn about, you know, it's a great time to take a class and to learn something new. So that's just a little added to what I said to Sue. Okay. So we're going to talk about the 8 year, and this is a year that really is amazing. I'm actually in an 8 year, and I found it to be an amazing year. It's a time where you really need to give in to your ambition and really focus on your career. And finances usually become, you know, the forefront in an 8 year. You know, it's usually a year that brings you rewards from whatever you've been doing. And this is the year where you receive recognition from your peers. People see the good work that you're doing. Usually there's a time of promotions. You know, maybe even getting a big bonus or a big raise or a bigger job. This is the year where you get rewarded. And that's what that 4 year was all about, was getting ready for this year when there's big money coming to you. It's a year as well where you come into your own power because, you know, once you start hearing from people the good work that you do and you get those pats on the back, you know, even your self-esteem is improved and you just begin to, you know, feel that you've done a really good job and you've reached the top of your pinnacle and you're at the top of your game and, you know, maybe even mastered what you've been working on for the past 8 years. So it's really a time of being in your power and being recognized for it. And it's interesting how many powerful and influential people that you're able to connect with in an 8 year. You know, I was astounded as I was recruiting guests for Visible by Numbers this year. We've had Lisa Williams on the show. We've had Neil Walsh on the show, Michelle Whitedove. We've had some fairly fabulous spiritual leaders and teachers on the show. And I was very amazed and humbled that I was able to bring them to you as guests. But I think my 8 year had a little something to do with that. Because powerful and influential people come around you and you have more access to them in an 8 year. Now, as I said, money coming, but also you're going to have to pay off any debts or pay off any things past due, so you might have more money, but you also might be finding that you're paying it out as well, so, you know, that's kind of interesting. Most people find their 8 year to be the biggest money-making year out of the whole 9 year cycle. So, you know, you can go back even and look over your IRS statements and see what you claimed every year. And if you keep track of your 8 years, you're going to find those are the ones where you made the most money. So, and it's important in an 8 year, you know, if you're going into an 8 year, set some goals, work hard, be efficient, pay attention to contracts and anything having to do with business. There's a great progress to be had with your career in an 8 year, okay? So take advantage of it. Okay. Now, the final year that I want to discuss is the 9 year. And this is the end of the 9 year cycle. And I alluded to that somewhat when I started the discussion on the personal years. that in a 9 year, you have a sense of completion of what you've been working on for 9 years, like you're finishing up all old business, making way for new things. You gotta finish things. You gotta close some doors in order to open some new doors. So it's a time that you gotta let go of the things in your life which no longer serve your greatest and highest good. And this can be things like your job. It could be things like your relationship or your friends. It can be material possessions. It can be habits that you have. It can be all kinds of things where you let go, and because you're really getting ready to move on to a whole new you. So you're getting rid of the things you don't want anymore or don't need them. I mean, oftentimes we think that we need something or want something, so we work really, really hard, and it might take us years to achieve what we think we need. And then once we have it and we realize maybe this isn't what made me happy, maybe this really isn't what I wanted. So with that being said, you know, you may want to let go of something that you brought into your life over the past 8 years. Now, if someone is trying to leave you in 9 years, well, maybe your relationships are not working out. It's best to let them go and not try to keep them around, because that is the year where you really, you know, it's best to forgive them, to love them, and to just, regardless of whatever's going on, don't hang on to them, just let it go. In a 9 year, you also, even, you know, on an emotional level, may be revisiting your past and maybe working through some hurts of the past. Or, you know, baggage that you're carrying. It's not unusual in a 9 year to actually, you know, go back and revisit things and work through things. Some people, actually in their 9 year, they, without having any real reason, they start weeding out the old junk that they have in their closets or clothes that they don't wear or anything that no longer has it holds any importance to them. All of a sudden they're just going through the house and just getting rid of stuff. So, you know, this 9 year is all about making way for new things. So there's a lot of clearing going on. Clearing on a physical level, emotional, and spiritual level. Now, if you're in a 9 year, it is not a good year to start anything such as a new business venture or a marriage or a relationship. It's best to wait the following year to do that. So don't start anything new in a 9 year. Finish things. Don't start things. Now, it's also a year, you know, that, you know, spiritually there's a lot of growth, awakening. It's a year where you may feel desire and need to forgive people or to be more compassionate to those that are in need. You may feel a desire to do charity work or, you know, to volunteer in various different places or to give money to charity. It's a year that brings about that humanitarian in us all. And certainly, if you take your time and take your energy and you give back to others, it's just going to make the year go a lot better for you. Okay. Now, some people, when they add a cross, actually have 11 years, where you actually, it is an 11 before you reduce it to a 2. So if that is the case, you know, be aware of the fact that you have to apply everything that the two-year 11-year. But there's some other things that actually get added into that, and that can be some very paranormal, metaphysical, sort of religious experiences. There could be a sense of illumination where perhaps, you know, something happens to you, maybe where you all of a sudden, have an awakening or somehow realize something that is very important to you, very true for you, a new way of maybe living your life. You know, it can be that profound. The sensitivity, you know, the psychic stuff, very heightened in an 11-year. The awareness, you know, it's almost as though you thought you knew everything, but now this knowledge is expanding and you're gaining tremendous insights. It could be a very ungrounded year. Your head might actually be out there in the ethers in an 11-year, but this is really connecting to something that's greater than yourself, which is the spiritual realm. And this is really meant to be a growth year for you, an awakening year, a year of illumination. So, you know, those are big words, and that's a big experience, and that's what can be expected in an 11 year. Now, it also can bring you fame and fortune as well, you know, if the cycles are right and if the timing's right. You know, that might be a year that puts you in front of other people, on stage or onto some level, where your audience just got a whole lot bigger. And some people can have 22 years, and again, you refer back to the 4 year. And when you refer back to the 4 year, everything that I said about the 4 year, but also, a 22-year can bring in large-scale business ventures having to do with a worldwide scale, international travel having to do with business, and also the opportunities are just extraordinary business opportunities in a 22-year. So hopefully, if you've got a 22-year on tap, you've got some international business on tap as well. And if not that, then probably something along the lines of building a dream or something that you've been trying to bring forth, you know, that would be a wonderful year to actually pull that through, maybe a healing center or something like that. That would be the year for that. Thank you, Roxy. Roxy's agreeing with me, isn't that right? Okay, Roxy, thank you. All right. So anyhow, there we've gone through with what to expect in 2009, depending upon what your personal year number is. And I really do, you know, as I said at the top of the show, if you do nothing else but keep track of your personal years and are aware of what that energy is and what it allows and what opportunities are there and what's the best possible way to navigate that year and take advantage of that energy, that is the way to go through your 9 year cycles and paying attention to those numbers, because you really, you know, have a heads up and, you know, if you can make the best possible use in a happier year in general, having that knowledge beforehand. Which brings me to my newsletter that I publish every month. It's the Visible by Numbers newsletter, and, you know, I don't charge anything for it. It's free. And in this newsletter, I do discuss the personal years at the beginning of January. So I do give people that information. It comes in the newsletter. I also give people personal monthly forecasts on a monthly basis, and that is also included in that newsletter. So, you know, once a month it's delivered to your email box, and, you know, I find I have a very large client list, and it is a service that I do for my clients, but I also do it for anyone that signs up for the newsletter. And I have found in the past that if I forget, if I'm a day late with my newsletter or anything like that, I get a lot of complaints from people who are looking forward to receiving those forecasts. So, you know, it is a valuable tool, and I know that my clients and the people that receive it are very interested to see what their personal months hold, and certainly their personal years. So what I'm saying here is if you would like to subscribe to the Visible by Numbers newsletter, just email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com. And you can find my email address right there on the front page under Visible by Numbers, but it's visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com. All you got to do is put the word subscribe in the subject line, and when I get it, I'll just add you to the list. And besides the fact that I publish the monthly forecast and the yearly forecast at the beginning of the year, I also give you some good information about numerology in general. If I find some really interesting websites that I think you might be interested in, some that are funny, some that are informational, some that are spiritual, some that are just plain amazing, I will put those websites in there. Book information I put in there as well. And so it's just a very well-rounded newsletter. I also let you know what guests are coming on Visible by Numbers as well. So as I said, if you want to sign up for it, just put subscribe, visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com, and I'd be happy to include you on my subscriber list. And I think that that is about it for me. The hour's up, it's gone. And I hope that you found the personal years to be insightful, and so follow them, people. Follow them. That would be my best advice. Thanks so much for joining me, and I'll be back again next week. And in the meantime, I wish you abundant blessings. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.